Welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week's episode is one that is making me a little tired. How about you?
Bruh.
This week's episode is exploring the world of sleep and all things sleep related. Well, for those of you that are listening and this is your first time, welcome in. And if you're coming back for, I don't know, like the 108th time or whatever it is, welcome back again. And I think I might have just said welcome back twice. Did I say welcome back twice? I think I did. Welcome either way. This podcast is going to give you 15 questions all about sleep. And the first five questions are going to be easier questions that most people at home or in the car are going to be able to answer. We call this round
The trivia tots.
The trivia tots. The next round of questions, our next round of five questions gets a little tougher. We call this round
the mind movers.
And finally, the last round of five questions will be the toughest of the entire episode. We call those questions
brain busters.
The brain busters. So here we go. Trivia tots, the easiest questions. Question number one. What do people traditionally count in their heads to help them fall asleep?
Sheep.
Sheep is correct. So this concept started when shepherds used to count their sheep every night to make sure that all of their sheep were accounted for before going to bed. So that's why we count sheep to go to sleep.
Well, I don't count sheep.
I mean, it's like
I just sleep.
I think it's an old saying that you count sheep, but yeah. Question two. What do you call a very scary dream?
A nightmare.
A nightmare is correct. So the word mare comes from an old word for a goblin that people would think would sit on them at night. Interesting, right?
I don't get the sitting part.
Like a goblin would just at night would just come and sit on you, and that's what gave you nightmares. You had a nightmare. That's what gave you the bad dream. Pretty wild stuff.
I still don't get the sitting part.
Do you get nightmares sometimes?
Of course I do.
Yeah. Do you have any recurring ones?
No, not really.
No. No, I don't have. I don't have a lot of recurring nightmares. I have recurring dreams that happen.
You have that one trench coat guy.
Well, no, that's a little weird. Yeah, he opens his trench coat and all of a sudden there's ballroom dancing happening in his coat. It's weird. I don't know. Anybody who knows dreams can analyze that for me. That'd be awesome. Question three. What time of year do bears go into a very long sleep?
Winter.
Winter is correct.
Also called hibernation.
Yes, that was going to be kind of like my follow-up question. So during hibernation, a fun fact, a bear's heart rate drops from like 40 beats per minute down to 8. 8 beats per minute. So we're talking like,
boom,
like one beat boom every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Boom. Question four. What do you call a person who gets up and walks around while sleeping?
A sleepwalker.
A sleepwalker is correct. I know that one's kind of obvious. So, do you know anyone who sleepwalks?
No.
I do.
Me, isn't it?
It's the lad. Yes, the lad has been known to sleepwalk a little bit. It is kind of interesting because you would think that sleepwalkers are kind of like way, maybe like the way that they are in the movies, that you think that their eyes are asleep and they're just walking around with their arms up like zombies. But it's not the case. Actually, people who sleepwalk many times have their eyes wide open and they just aren't awake, but are like just doing natural, normal things, just are so out of it that they're actually still asleep. Pretty crazy stuff. Like, you've come down and talked to mom and I in our room, and then we say, hey, bud, it's time to go to bed. And you go, okay. And then you walk back upstairs and go back into sleep. And you have no idea that you even did that. But yeah, pretty wild stuff. Sometimes people sleepwalking gets so bad that they have to like be like strapped into bed, because people will like go out and jump out windows without realizing it. Or yeah. Sometimes sleepwalking can be a really big problem. So it's, be glad that you just come down and give us hugs. That's about it.
And it's really weird because sometimes people eat peanut butter, or just, I mean, maybe that was just occasion that I've heard, like someone like walked downstairs because they heard a noise, and then their friend was just eating peanut butter. Like,
is this just a video you saw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, but
I'm sure sleepwalkers can eat peanut butter. Sure. I guess.
Yeah. He was just eating peanut butter. He's like, tries to wake him up and then almost slaps him.
Oh, okay. The internet's a weird place, folks.
Yeah.
Question 5. Which animal is famous for sleeping while hanging upside down by its feet?
A bat.
A bat is correct. So bats hang upside down because their wings aren't strong enough to take off from the ground like birds are. And so like to kind of get started flying, they have to kind of fall into it. That's one of the main reasons why they hang upside down.
Bats are scary.
They are. I mean, and I guess in, I think it's the idea that they are awake at night. I think that's one thing. And then
and that's it. And that's not it. I think it's just because I could get rabies.
And I think that that's actually quite a large miscommunication, because I think a very, very, very tiny population of bats carry rabies. I think it's also like movies and and popular culture that's kind of turned us off to bats. But that's going to do it for the trivia tot round. Emmett's 5 for 5 and doing well. Hopefully you at home or in the car are doing just as well. But now we're going to move on to the next hardest questions. The next round, the mind mover. So here we go. Question 6. What is the name of the soft stuffed toy many kids sleep with, named after a famous president?
A teddy bear.
The teddy bear is correct. So what president are we talking about?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Also, there's a bear which his first name starts with Teddy and is really creepy. His name's Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin, yeah. For those of you that are a little older or were around for when they did the remake, I don't know. Teddy Ruxpin, I think his remake got a little weird with his weird eyes, but yeah, Teddy Ruxpin was always kind of a fun guy.
His stories are great.
They are. Yeah. The first teddy bear was invented in 1902 after the president refused to shoot a bear on a hunting trip.
Yeah.
And so they made him a little stuffed toy bear and they called it a teddy bear. That's nice.
They did like tape it to a tree though.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Question 7. Which holiday character sees you when you're sleeping and knows when you're awake?
Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is correct. You know what song that is?
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're... Here comes Santa Claus. Wait, no, that's not... Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town is correct. It was first recorded in 1934 and became an instant hit. But yep, he sees you while you're sleeping and he knows when you're awake. That's not creepy at all.
Yeah.
Question 8. Which famous 1939 movie features a field of poppies that makes the characters fall asleep?
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz is correct. So something different from the movie, in the book, The Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow and the Tin Man don't actually sleep. They don't sleep at all. And they have to carry Dorothy out of the poppy field.
And the lion.
Yeah. Well, I think the lion sleeps.
Yeah. Carry Dorothy and the lion.
Yeah. 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 You're right.
And Toto.
Question 9. Which pop star sang the hit song Teenage Dream?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry is correct. Yeah, well, not really necessarily sleep related. It's got dream in the title. It's fair game, right?
Yeah.
Do you know that song?
No.
You just know that it's Katy Perry. All right. Yeah, it's an okay song. At the time, it was very popular for sure. And question 10. Humans are diurnal, meaning we are awake during the day. What is the word for animals awake at night?
Nocturnal.
Nocturnal is correct. So a lot of times, like, nocturnal animals will have special eyes that allow them to, like, see in the dark really well. Like owls. Owls have, like, night vision goggles, essentially, like, built into their eyes. Is that a superpower, do you think, that you'd like to have sometime?
Maybe.
Yeah. I think night vision would be cool, but I think that then I wouldn't sleep very well. I'd always want to be looking around at stuff.
A superpower, what I want to have is, like, I can enchant a cookie to never run out.
The never-ending cookie that's always warm and chewy.
Yes.
Like, never goes stale and is always warm. That's a good idea. I like that. I had a warm cookie with lunch today. It was very good.
Was it chewy?
It was very chewy. I enjoyed it a lot. That's a great idea. Get on
that. Or a piece of pizza.
Yep, the never-ending pizza.
Always hot.
Yeah. Always from Costco.
Always greasy. No, it's from the better place.
There are better places. But Costco is kind of one that everyone, I think most of the people listening are going to be able to relate to Costco pizza, I think.
Oh.
Not everyone has Cocoon pizza.
It's so good.
It is very good, yes. Cocoon pizza is also a brewery nearby where we live, and it's fantastic. Shout out to Cocoon. And that's going to do it for the Mind Move Around. That's 10 questions in. You are pretty easily 10 for 10 on this one, aren't you?
I like sleep.
He does like sleep. Except you're not a big sleeper-inner. You like to get up early.
Yeah.
But it's usually to get up early to play video games.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's all right. All right, folks. Well, this last round, I scoured the internet to find the toughest questions regarding sleep. We call this round the Brain Busters. So here we go.
Stole my thunder.
Sorry. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
There you go. Question 11. What is the scientific name for the internal clock that tells your body when to sleep?
Your brain.
Well, I think it has more to do with different parts, like kind of your whole system, but this is
your amygdala.
No, not quite. Incorrect. The answer we're looking for is your circadian rhythm.
What is that?
Yeah, so your circadian rhythm is how your body will wake up when the sun comes up, and then when the sun goes down, your body starts to fall asleep. And you naturally want to fall, you know, go to sleep and wake up with the sun. There's your circadian rhythm. And so it's interesting because like phones and devices that emit blue light will screw up your circadian rhythm because your brain sees the blue light and says, oh, the sun is still up. Let's stay awake. And that's why people who look at their phones at night have a hard time falling asleep. And then it screws up your whole rhythm. It's pretty crazy. Question 12. What does REM stand for in sleep science?
Rapid eye movement.
Rapid eye movement is correct. So this is like considered to be the deepest sleep. This is actually like
dream.
The sleep that everybody wants to get to. If you can get to REM sleep, that's your eyes are moving back and forth. This is where the most vivid dreams happen too. Like the dreams that are the most immersive and you feel like, oh my gosh, I can totally remember it when I wake up. Like that's where you want to live.
When we're recording, the night before, I had a dream where I was in the school musical again. Okay. And there were a bunch of people in banana costumes.
Donkey Kong, the musical.
Maybe. But we still had our setup. Like the same exact set that we had.
That you had. Interesting. Okay. I think it would work for Donkey Kong, the musical.
Not really, but... The jungle.
Question 13. Which famous inventor famously hated sleep and would take 20-minute naps every 4 hours?
Einstein.
Einstein? A great guess, but incorrect. There's about two people that we would take for this one. We'd accept two answers. The first answer is Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison is famously known for hating sleeping.
And Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. So Edison would hold metal balls in his hands so they would drop and wake him up if he fell too deep into a sleep. It's like a built-in alarm clock. Just hold things, and then the second you drop them, you'll wake up. I don't know. You might. That seems a little weird to me. I like sleep too much. Well, how would you feel if you had to operate on 20-minute naps every 4 hours?
That's really unhealthy. But.
I would agree. I think it is very unhealthy. You're not getting nearly enough sleep at that point. Question 14. Which hormone is produced by the pineal gland to help you feel sleepy?
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. It is the vitamin that sometimes you and mom will take if you aren't very tired. Come in gummy form sometimes.
Magnesium?
Oh, close.
No, sometimes, that's not it.
Sometimes it's magnesium, but you're on the right track. Same first letter.
Metachlorian?
Metachlorian. That would be from Star Wars. The answer we're looking for is... Melatonin. So melatonin, darkness triggers the release of melatonin. So when you shut your lights off in your room and when it gets dark outside, that's that circadian rhythm we were talking about. When it gets dark, melatonin is released into your system and you start to feel sleepy. That's like the whole rhythm of it all. And finally, the last question, question 15. What is the Guinness World Record for the longest a human has gone without sleep?
Pretty sure like 3 days.
3 days is a great guess, but incorrect. The correct answer is 11 days.
That's a week and 4 days.
Yeah, this guy named Randy Gardner in 1964 went 11 days without sleep. So it's interesting because Guinness stopped allowing the monitoring of this record because too many people came out and were like, this is so unhealthy. Like, you really shouldn't be doing this. Like, people can die from sleep loss and sleep deprivation and things like that. So
you must have had so much coffee.
I can only imagine. Yeah. What you would need to do to stay awake for 11 days. That's wild. But
you drink 4 Cokes a day.
I mean, at that point,
17 cups of coffee.
I don't know how you don't just spontaneously pass out. I don't get how you would be able to do it, but
yeah.
Well, folks, that's going to do it for the sleep trivia this week. Emmett did pretty good. I think these brain busters were a little harder in comparison to the rest of the rounds too.
Yeah.
But hopefully you picked up a new fact or two about sleep. I know I'm a little tired talking about sleep this whole time.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too. Yes, we do. We record these episodes after school in the afternoon, and I think we're both ready for dinner. So
Taco Wednesday.
Taco Wednesday. Yes. So this is Wednesday, by the way, when we're recording this. So if you enjoyed this episode or you enjoy any of our episodes, we would really appreciate you giving us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on. Even if you wanted to give us a comment and talk about what your favorite part of the show is, we would really appreciate that as well. It helps us to find other trivia-loving families just like you. Also, you can find us on social media at Dad Lad Trivia on Instagram and Facebook. That's at Dad Lad Trivia. And you can send us a DM. Get a hold of us. Ask us questions. We'd love to hear from you. Final thoughts about sleep before we sign off?
Don't be like Randy.
Get your sleep. Absolutely. I know. I as a dad, maybe don't always get the opportunity to like do stuff that I like to do. So sometimes I stay up late and I'll play video games, right? Or I'll do some other stuff.
Yeah, until like 1.
I used to do that. I try to do that a lot less now. So sleep is important, kids. Get your rest. Go to bed early.
And you wake up at 5:30 every morning.
And thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We wouldn't do this without your support. So thank you so much and have a great rest of your day and week. We will see you later.
Alligators. That was a genuine yawn, though.
Yeah, I know. My fake yawn just turned into a yawn.